This is from the Alekhes Balibah of Haggadah, the one that came out quite a few years ago. It says here, Nisan Tavshin Samaches. Rav Shor is always putting out new things. There's another small Haggadah, and there's a separate volume on Pesach. Another big one?
I don't know. I have a different one that...
Really?
Alekhes Balibah, bigger, different color. It might be the same thing.
But... I don't know. Okay. Could be there's another one I don't even know about. Anyways, Rav Shor always has unbelievable insights to share. So let's do a piece from the beginning of the Haggadah from Tavshin Samaches on page Hay. And it helps us to understand, don't read my notes on the side. I was rushing, so I didn't get a chance to cut out the notes. But don't read the notes. It's going to spoil the piece for you. Okay, Ksiv, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You see where we are, the bottom part of page Hay? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Rishon Ulachem Lechodshei Hashon. Okay, pasuk we all know. First mitzvah of the Torah, perhaps, although we saw the other day, that according to the Ritva, Chilas Matzah is the first mitzvah of the Jewish people. To work that out, like Eirson. B'tchilas Chidush HaLavana Yefshar L'Rosa. Now everyone knows, when the moon begins to renew itself, at first it's very hard to see. The moon goes through various phases. It waxes and it wanes. V'achar Shesh Shos Roim Mat Ad Chatzia Chodesh Shehu Nismale. It fills up as the month goes on. U'miyaz Holech V'chaser Ad Shebesof HaChodesh Eino Nira. So sometimes the moon is very visible, sometimes it's very invisible. And that's how it goes. V'zeh galgal ha'chozeh, this is the cycle of the moon. Ha'chodesh ha'zeh lachem. And yeah, the moon has a lot to do with who we are. V'yadu sheklal Yisrael nimshu l'lavana v'tzarech l'var ha'remez b'zeh al derech avod. What does that mean? We're compared to the moon, that's very nice. We're compared to the moon, we operate a calendar by the moon. What does it mean that we're compared to the moon? What do we learn from the waxing and waning of the moon? B'chol HaTorah, Chodesh, Nichtav, Chaser Vav. Throughout Chumash, you'll notice that Chodesh, if I was writing the word Chodesh, I'd probably spell it Ches, Vav, Dalet, Shin. That makes a lot of sense to spell it that way. It's easier to read it that way. You might think it's Chadash or something else, right? If it was spelled Chaser, but that's the way it's spelled in the Torah. HaChodesh is Elechem, it's spelled Chodesh, Chaser. V'kan, Ksiv, HaChodesh. And here, it doesn't just say Chodesh, it says HaChodesh, the Chodesh. Nisan is the Chodesh. What does it teach us? He says, "V'yesh l'ram is b'zeh ha'chodesh b'gematria yeyush." The gematria of chodesh is the same gematria of yeyush. That somehow, if you understand the secret of ha'chodesh, it's the zeh l'umazeh. We know Kohelis Perek Zayin Pasuk Yudalid, "Gamezeh l'umazeh osa Elokim ha'Elokim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created opposite effects in this world. That means for every negative koach, there's a positive koach that counters it. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is telling us, look how precisely HaKadosh Baruch Hu balances out yeyush, a negative feeling, can be countered with what? With a proper understanding of HaChodesh. HaChodesh is the medicine, the antidote to that spirit of yeyush that sometimes overcomes us. Ki HaChodesh hu HaKoach neged yeyush, v'HaKoach l'sgaber alecha. If you understand why the Jews are compared to the moon, if you understand the idea of HaChodesh, the waxing and waning of the moon, the ups and downs of the life of a Jew, you'll understand that there's no place for Yeyush. As the Kotzker Rebbe famously said, Yeyush Shalom Midas. I had the Gemara discussed in Bava Metzia. Yeyush Shalom, the concept of Yeyush Shalom Midas. Kotzker Rebbe said, B'derach Drush, Yeyush, if a Jew is Miyayish, it's Shalom Midas. It means he's not thinking straight. Because a Jew who has his head in the right place, there's no place for Yeyush. There's no place. Yeyush, by definition, is always going to be Shalom Midas. It means you're not thinking like a Yid. You don't understand the Indian of HaChodesh, which was given to the Jewish people to begin their Avodah as they transition from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. Ha'idei ha'limud me'halavana yesh lilmo cholo l'yisya'ish b'shum ofen. And you have to chaz at this point, dafka in the context of Pesach, because remind ourselves, we're on the 49th level of Tumah. It would have been certainly a situation where one could give up. And Bizman Azeh, we're on the 50th level of Tumah, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. In Shemos Perak Gimel Pasaches. We're in a low place now. So therefore we have to know how to respond. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It was given to you, HaChodesh, the Koach against Yeyush. So he quotes from the Arugas HaBosem. The Arugas HaBosem was a great Hungarian Rav. Arugas HaBosem, he wrote a Shalos Tshuvos. I was actually looking at one of his Tshuvos over Shabbos. Interesting Tshuva about the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Arugas HaBosem wrote a famous Sefer on Meseches Tamid called the Olas Tamid. And we have his writings on Chumash called Arugas HaBosem. So he writes as follows. He says, Arugas HaBosem says, Midame ish Yehudi l'igul. A Jew is compared to a circle. Ki be'esh sheba im bi'igol l'makom ha'yosr namuch maschil l'misham la'alos. What a beautiful idea. A Jew is compared to the moon, the circular moon. In the same way the moon comes and goes, right? A Jew has his ups and downs. But think about the nature of a circle. The second you reach the bottom of the circle, when you reach the lowest point, that's where it changes. That's where it starts to go up. And therefore what? A Jew has to always know the secret of how to mess up like a Jew. A Yerida, by definition, is meant to be a Yerida l'tzarach aliyah. That's how it works. You bend your knees to jump higher. And a Jew has to know that as a metzias of who a Jew is. Daike kishu oid b'diyota tachtona shel cheshkus. When a Jew is in the lowest place, in his darkest place, maschilis noitisus haor shel aliyah. So again, you look at the world today and you say, what's going to be, Hashem? How are you going to clean up this mess? The world is such a mess. And it brings a person to Yayush. You start to question, should I believe really that there's going to be Mashiach? And should I believe that it could come any day now? I should be ready for it. Hayom and b'kolo tishmal, like we say in Tehillim. And the answer is yes. Why? Because the Yerida, by definition, l'tzarach aliyah, every descent is a step towards, right? You're pulling the arrow, you're shooting a bow and arrow. So the farther back you pull the bow, you pull it lower and lower and lower and lower. When you release it, the arrow's going to go that much higher. So it's only a matter of time until Hashem releases us from the Yerida and allows it to become an aliyah. And that is how life goes, friends. That's how it is. Yeridos, va'alios, pekama, b'chinos. There's ups and there's downs. And therefore, if a Jew is like a circle, all the more so, right? A Jew is like the moon. In the same way that the moon, again, goes through its cycle, a yid goes through cycles. That is just how it works. Shaholich midei chodesh b'chad shob mahalich, turn the page. A Jew goes through this revolving cycle, kamo eagle, mecheshkus la'or, from darkness to light, umeor back to choshech, v'shuv meir orapa. And that's how it goes. And it goes around, and it goes around, and it goes around. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I was thinking the other day, and tonight's word, I really wanted to save it for the right time, but I don't know, I thought of it again now, so I have to share it with you. We say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're ma'ariv aravim, right? Ma'ariv, we say every night. Ha-ma'ariv aravim. What does it mean, ha-ma'ariv aravim? What do you mean, ha-ma'ariv aravim? So it's interesting. The word erev, which can be scary, because it's dark, right? Is very similar to the word arev. Right? Arevus. Arvus. It's a lot of different words, right? You have to think about the connection between different words. So on the one hand, you have dark. On the other hand, you have the concept of arevim zelizeh. Right? You also have the ha'arevna, like we say every morning. The ha'arevna, Hashem, make the words of Torah sweet. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're ma'ariv aravim. Perhaps what we're saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can even take a dark situation and you can make it sweet. That means ma'ariv aravim. Not just Hashem, you bring on the darkness, which is what it actually means. But Hashem, your ma'ariv aravim means you have an ability to find something sweet even in a dark place. You're able to find the holy nation like Klal Yisrael on the 49th level of Tumah and believe that, yeah, these people are the sweetest Jews. They just got messed up in Mitzrayim. I believe in them. And Hashem, you're able to somehow find that light again amidst the darkness. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is saying here. There's a cycle that takes place. That sometimes it's a very dark situation, but find the sweetness in that darkness. Find the positivity, find the opportunity for a new start from that terrible chorban that you've created for yourself. This is the secret of Jews being compared to the moon. And then look what he writes here. Bein begashmis bein beruchni yisarach ledas. Ki mehayirida gufa teitze me'afein la'ora. This is true in everything. So many times in life. He says even in the natural world, in gashmias. Sometimes the setback is in fact a very useful thing for a person. Minikudas hayirida maschil ha'aliyah. I don't know if anyone had this chus the other day. I mean, you probably didn't if you were in Shir, because the Shir that I'm about to reference was given while we were having Shir in here. Rabbi Mansur. Did anyone hear Rabbi Mansur? You heard it? It's on Yayu Torah. You can listen to it. It was a beautiful Shir. He asked in the Shir, Pesach Matzah Maor. Right? Pesach Matzah Maor. Why is Maor last on the list? Maor, if you go by the order of events, Maor was not last. Pesach Matzah Maor. Maor, the bitterness was the first part. We suffered in the matzahs already. Matzah also has elements of galus and gula, but Maror certainly should be first on the list. And he said, it doesn't make sense. Why is it less? Is it maybe it's in alphabetical order? No, it's not. Matzah, Maror, Pesach would be, right, the alphabetical order. So what's Pesach, Matzah, Maror? What's Pesach, Matzah, Maror? Doesn't seem to make sense. He said he found the question. Bnei Yisrael raises the question. And his whole shiur he developed that way, that sometimes the Maror The hardest part is only appreciated after the Gula. Meaning you have a vision, you have a clarity to look back when it's all said and done, at the end, and realize that, the Mara actually wasn't so bad. The Mara was the Yerida, the Tzarach Aliyah. The Shiva Mitzrayim was a training course, the Korah Barzel, to come to Kabbalah Satorah. And Hashem had a plan all along. He said a beautiful insight. He said, why do we say in the morning, in Birchas HaShachar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'oseli Kol Tzarki? Yeah? Why don't we say, She'oseli Kol Tzarki? Why isn't it in Lashon Hoga? Why isn't it in the present tense? Why is it Lashon Avar? Hashem She'os, in the past, you did everything right for me. He said such a nice word. He didn't say who he heard it from. He said, I heard once. He asked this question to a Chacham B'Yisrael, and he was told that the answer is because when you're living in the moment, you don't always see that Hashem is providing with all your needs. When the girl you really liked and you wanted to marry broke up with you, so you don't see B'Shas Maisa right now, Oseli Kol Tzarki. I'm very upset right now with you, Hashem. I don't get it. And I didn't get the job, so right now you're not providing me with my needs. But when time moves forward, you get a different job, and it actually works out a lot better for you. Or you meet a different girl. And then you say, I thought I wanted to marry that other girl. So you're able to look back and you say, Sha'asa. Now I have the vision to recognize Sha'asa li kol tzarki. Pesach Matzamari, he said, imagine if I gave you a book. I gave you a book and I said, read this book. Right? So we sit together, I give it out to the whole shir, everyone reads the book. We come back and I say, no, great book, no? And Yoni says, no, not such a great book. That's it. And everyone says, what? Yoni, you're crazy. It's the best book ever. What do you mean it's not a good book? Right? So I say, let me see the book. Give me the book. And I take his book, and I see that the first 57 pages are missing, and I see the last four chapters are missing. And he says, the book makes no sense. I said, yeah, of course it makes no sense. You have a defective copy. You don't have the whole book. So says Rav Mansur, Shlita, he says, if we live, and we look at life through our tiny little prism of what we've seen, and we say, Hashem, you make no sense. Terrible tragedy, that fire that happened, right? Terrible tragedy. Seven innocent little Jewish souls taken from this world. Hashem, you don't make any sense. And Hashem says to you, Lo machshava sam machshava seichem. Not only do I think so much deeper than you, right? But even if we thought on the same level, you haven't even read my whole story. You're missing the first 5,700 pages of history. You don't know how I've been operating until now. You've been alive for how many years? And you don't have the last four chapters yet. You don't know how the story's going to end. And you're judging me, and you're questioning the quality of my book. Anyone who's seen the whole book, anyone who's read it from beginning to end, knows it makes perfect sense, and it's a great story, it's an unbelievable story. The surprising ending of how everything works out. So that's why we say Pesach Matzah Mar. That only at the end, after the Geula, are you able to look back at the Mar and say, Sha'asa li kol tzarki. Now I get it, Hashem. I understand how everything worked out. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe says, Hashem, show me your ways, Hashem says, I'll show you my back. I'll give you the ability to look back and to understand after the fact. Because again, when you're living in the moment, you don't always understand it. So says Rav Shur, when a person is going through a struggle, you have to understand. You have to at least be mature enough to know the secret of HaChodesh. Not to be miyayish, because you get frustrated. It doesn't make any sense. Hashem, what are you out to get me or something here? I thought you loved me. I thought you called us Barabatem L'Shalakeh. I thought you loved me like a child. What's going on here? So Hashem says, relax. HaChodesh is Alechem. This is also, this renewal process is part of making you a bigger person, a greater person. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs, but the Yerida is L'Tzarach Aliyah. And therefore, Niskasha Moshe B'Lavam. This is amazing. Look what he says. When Hashem told Moshe, Chodesh Zalachem, Moshe said, how does that work? Right? So if you remember, we learned this Rashi once in one of the pre-Tzadik Shir, this Rashi Barab, so we should know it together. Right? Hashem showed Moshe the moon. This is what it looks like. This is the moon. This is the Chiddush of the Levana. Chodesh Zalachem, I'll show you what it looks like. Moshe had difficulty understanding the Levana. What does that mean? Ma'adimion bein klal Yisrael Levana, mechusa b'astar. Moshe couldn't understand in what way are the Jews like the moon, and how do we learn from the moon? What's the lesson of the moon? V'alzei yeshiva kodesh baruch hu daika kazeh ra v'kadesh. No. Moshe, you don't understand. When the moon is dark, when you can't see much, right? What's the point of that? No. Moshe, trust me. You'll see the light's going to come back around again. Moshe didn't understand. Hashem, why do you send the Jews with so many ups and downs? And Hashem says, trust me, every Yerid does the Tzarach Aliyah, the bottom of the circle, says the Yerugah Sabosem, is the moment where you start to rise again. Ki kol kisoy alavanu urak le'ene basar. You don't understand, you can't see. About the emes alavana nimse sham. When the moon can't be seen, it's still there. When Klai Yisrael look like we're about to be extinguished at the hands of a Haman, we're still there. Haman's not going to destroy us. We have a promise we're going to continue to exist, sometimes in a revealed state, sometimes in a concealed state. And therefore, as we get deeper and deeper into this month, as we come to Leil HaSeder, and again, this is very much connected to what we spoke about last night, for those of us who were together last night, right? This idea of the ups and downs of a Jew, but the confidence to keep going, to believe that as I sit at the Seder, even though there's a part of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael that's very much covered up in the world today, but not to be miyayish, not to feel frustrated. Okay, next paragraph. This next pasuk in Yeshaya, by the way, was probably one of the pasukim I thought about most when I was sick. And it's really, it's an idea that's found in many Svarim HaKadoshim. Right, it's a famous Chabad Nigin. So I used to sing that a lot. I used to think about that a lot. Because the Svarim say, when a person's in a tzara, one of the most harmful things, and it's psychologically true. It's psychologically proven. There's many studies and books written about this. That the mental state of a person who is physically ill is going to play a major, major role in the success rate of a person's recovery. And therefore, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, keep a simcha teitzei. The simcha itself that you have, teitzei, will help you to emerge from that difficulty. So yeah, you have a tough test coming up this week, and it's really frustrating. And you wanna be done with midterms already. And you're getting all bummed out about it. But if you can find a way to overcome that feeling of negativity, and you can approach it with simcha, it's psychologically proven that you will do better on your test. You will do better studying and preparing for that test. And whatever difficulty you're going through, if you can somehow, it's hard to be besimcha. It's hard to be besimcha when you're in a situation of tzara. Who wants to be besimcha? You want to just wallow in your, you know, in your misery. But keep a simcha teitzeu, if you can find simcha, that will be part and parcel of the ability to emerge. With simcha, you could be bigger than your current situation. Imagine a person who's in a very dark room, and he's looking for a way out. He can't find the door. He can't find the door. He's trapped in the dark. If he can strike a match, which will burn out in 10 seconds, that's going to be enough to save him. That little bit of ore is going to help him to find the door to get out. Right? Kvar yira derech letzeis. V'zen nosin lo'akoch, letzeis misham. Kamo kein b'matzav shel cheshkus v'hester. A person's in a dark place. The Yitzhar has the upper hand. He's wallowing in his darkness, in his Yitzhar. Ha'yitzhar ina maniach la'adam sheyira derech yitziyasa. And it's a recurring theme of Yuridos. V'rotza l'hapil tza'adam l'yeyosh. And he says, forget it. I have to change my hopes for myself. I have to change my dreams. I guess I'm not shayach to davening with the minyan every day because I miss minyan too many days in a row. I guess I'm not shayach to finishing shas because I've missed seder and I'm not being successful in shir too many days in a row. And a person starts to be miyayish. He gives up. He becomes embarrassed. He's embarrassed of himself. He's embarrassed of his failures. Says, for sure, ha'etzel ezeh hu shia b'simcha. Just be machazik yourself. Put a smile on. Force yourself to smile. Come to the base medrash. I actually just read in a book. I was reading a book. Interesting study. They showed people, right, a comic strip from the Far Side. You know the Far Side? Are you holding the Far Side?
Of course.
Yeah? No? Far Side? Gary Larson? Yeah? So they had people look at a funny comic strip. Yeah? A clever piece from the Far Side. They had some people just look at it without, you know, ask them to do anything else. They had other people take a pen or a pencil and hold it in their mouth while they looked at that piece of comic strip. And they found that when they asked people afterwards if they enjoyed it, if they thought it was funny, if they thought it was clever, right, if it made them smile, if it made them happy, they found that those people who had the pen in their mouth, and their mouth was basically forced into a position of smiling, enjoyed the comic strip more. They thought it was funnier. Bedarach Klal, they found it to be much, much funnier and much more insightful. So when a person forces himself to smile, he enjoys something more. So keep a simcha teitzeu. If you can force yourself to put a smile on your face, you'll be able to overcome all of that feeling of yayosh. It's like that little match that gives you enough light just to find the door, and then you're able to get out. From there, it becomes a psicha, an opening, to find your way out. V'ayetzel lezeh hu shiye b'simcha. Simcha zeh or b'matzav shal cheshkus. B'simcha roim Sheshayach liyitzia. A person begins to believe, I can get out. Roam derech hayitzia. He finds the door. He sees at least, now at least I know where I want to go. V'she'ein makom liyeyosh. Hasimcha eino etzem hayitzia. The simcha doesn't get him out, but the simcha is like the match that allows him to believe that he can get out. V'akumara la'odem derech hayitzia. B'li simcha mistakam amatzav be'einayim shchoros. A person looks at his own situation with darkened eyes. Hakol nasa sagur etzalata. Masha'iki b'tzimcha roem atikva. Okay, last column. Left-hand column on page 5. Eich mischazchem lios b'simcha. So how do you force yourself to be b'simcha? Right? That's very nice. You put a pencil in your mouth and all of a sudden a comic strip that's not that funny all of a sudden becomes that much more funny. So how do you do this? In Avodas Hashem, how do you do this? How do you force? It's a very hard thing. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, I had seen this idea in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and I took it with me to the hospital, because I knew this is an important part of getting healthy. Give a simcha teitzayu. That if you can maintain a feeling of simcha, that will help you find the door out. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, of course, every step of the way. So how do you force yourself, how does one come to simcha when you're in a dark place? What am I happy about? It seems like very fake. Right? It seems like putting a pencil in your mouth. It's not real joy. You're manipulating yourself. So how can I come to emistic simcha when I'm in a difficult situation? Eich mischazchem lios b'simcha. Zal yedei sha'adam ma'amin be'emuna chazaka. Shegam ki eilach begeitz amavis lo irara ki ata imadi. Remind yourself of what Chazal say in the Gemara and Megillah and in other places. In the writings of Chazal, this idea that what? That when we went into Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. I'll go down with you and I'll come back out with you. Galul Babel, Shechina Iman, Gemara and Megillah. Right, Galul Babel, they went to Galus Babel, Hashem came with us. And they went anywhere else, Hashem comes with us. Part of actually what we need to bring to the Seder, it's very important. Not only hopes for our own Gula, but to remind ourselves that our suffering in the Galus is the Shechina's suffering in the Galus. And not to be so selfish at the Seder that it's only about me. The Lamancha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, take us out of Mitzrayim, whatever Meitzar I'm in. Not only for my own sake, but because you're suffering alongside me. But that's a source of simcha. To know that wherever I am, right? Ayin ukom kavod, Hashem, where are you to be found? Right next to you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with you every step of the way. Gam ki elech begeitz amavis lo ira. Why? Ki ata imadi. Hashem nimsa besocha hester v'yidei zeh efter letzeis v'kol astaros. Hamachanech agadol. Reshraga fayvel mendelavish. Zecher tzadav v'kadosh avacha. And I always say, whenever we mention his name, and we've mentioned his name in this room a few times over the last couple of years, I always say we have to have a lot of Akar Satov to Rosh Hagafayla. We would not be sitting here learning the same way that we are right now if not for a Jew by the name of Rosh Hagafayla Mendelovich. One of the architects, one of the great builders of Torah in America, one of the people who believed more than anyone else that Torah can be built in America, and therefore every yeshiva, not only Torah Vadas, but every yeshiva in America is in some way a totzah, is a result of the efforts of Rosh Hagafayel Mendelovich. So Rosh Hagafayel, who was a great mechanech and a great believer in the ability for Jews to be great, Hayamara HaYalkut Shimoni, he used to point out a comment that the Yalkut Shimoni has on Micha. Rabbi Lazar Amodai Omer, Lasin Lavo Baum Kol Sare Umos Olam Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uwe Kastri Gemal Yisrael, Ve'omim Lefan of Ribbono Sha'olam. They're going to claim a very bitter claim against the Jewish people. Hashem, you're dishonest. You claim that you're a melech. That's a melech, a mishpat. A judge who's done the world very honestly. But the Uzal are going to come and say that what? The Jews are also Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Jews are also doing all sorts of terrible things. Eilu Megalei Arayos, Ve'eilu Megalei Arayos. These ones do Avodah Zarah, and these ones do Avodah Zarah. These ones are involved in Arayos, and these ones are involved in Arayos. Halalu Shof Chedam, Halalu Shof Chedam. The Jews do the big three, just like us. So why do you love them and hate us? Halalu yardim legehenim, v'halalu enim yardim. What's the pshat? Hashem, you're a dishonest person. You claim you're not against, you're against shochad, you're against bribery, right? You don't show favoritism, and yet you're unfair. You punish the umas ha'olam, and you let the Jews get away with murder. Literally, murder, gilei arayos, avodah zarah. What's the pshat? Amar lahem, im kein. Imkein who? Kol uma v'ula teired ima Elohel ki kol ha'amim yelchu ish b'shem Elokav v'gomer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, So let's analyze the gods of the Umos HaOlam and let's see what they can do for you. What does it mean? Reb Ruvein b'shem Reb Chanina Amar. Yomali mikra kosev yefshal omro. Ki ba'esh Hashem nishpa. Shofet ein ksiv kan ela nishpa. Hu shamar David gam ki elach b'geitz ma'olas lo ira ki atayim adi. So Hashem says, okay. Hashem says, I guess everyone has to stick with their gods. Right? So the Umos HaOlam will be judged with their gods. And Hashem, Kiviyach, will be judged alongside the Jewish people. Not that Hashem will be the one who's judging, but Hashem will be judged. Gam ki elach b'geitz ma'olas. If Jews are going to hell, Hashem says, fine. So I'm going to hell also. I'll be judged with them. They're really so bad? Okay. So I'll go with them. So Hashem says, fine. You okay, I accept your taina. I'm a dishonest judge. Hashem's been disbarred. Yeah? Hashem lost his license to judge. He's been disbarred by the Umos HaOlam. And Hashem was sentenced by the Umos HaOlam to go to Gehenna. Okay. Hashem says, fine. You want me to go to Gehenna? Fine. I'll go to Gehenna. You're going to Gehenna? It's only fair, I'll go to Gehenna. Jews have to go to Gehenna, I'll go to Gehenna with them. It says in Shaga 5 of Mendelovich, Vapsha b'zeh, ki shemiskayim ki ata imadi ein ze Gehenna. Gam ki elach b'geitz ha'madas. A Jew sometimes is in Gehenna. He's in a low place. Right? Below you are right. There's nothing to worry about. Why ki ata imadi? Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you in Gehenna, then it's not really Gehenna. It's not such a Gehenna. Sometimes a person in a different, right? Imagine if a person was stuck, yeah, on an island. Stuck on an island, terrible. Trapped on an island. Trapped with who? Trapped with every person who he loves. All his best friends and family and all of his needs, right? And technically he's trapped. He can't get out, he's not allowed to leave the island. He's trapped on the island. So how trapped is he? It's perfect. He has everything that he desires in his life. Happens to be, he's stuck on an island. So in that sense, he's trapped. But it's not a jail cell anymore. Because everything he desires in this world is right alongside him. So too, when a Jew's in Gehenna, remind yourself, ki ata imadi, and then I'm not in Gehenna anymore. That Gehenna becomes Gan Eden. Like Zen Nasa Gan Eden. Shaya Kodesh Baruch Hu Shem. If Hashem's there, right, then that's not such a Gehenna. V'chein b'chol matzav shal hester. This is where Rosh Hashanah 5 Mendelovich brought out from this medrash. This idea that Hashem is so much willing to go with us, that even when the Umos HaOlam say Hashem has to go to Gehenna with us, Hashem says, fine, I'll go to Gehenna with them. And then it's not Gehenna, it becomes Gan Eden. V'chein b'chol matzav shal hester. If a Jew is able to realize ki ata imadi, ki ata, ata's person, ata, to be able to refer to Hashem that you are with me. That's an abstract God who lives in the heavens and has nothing to do with what I'm going through, but a God who's with me in Gehenna, ki ata, personal, ata imadi, who mismale simcha ve'inu b'matzav shehester klal. And halavai, if we could live with that. If we can live through the cycling of the Lavana, the Elios and the Aridos, if we can just internalize in a very real way, not in a theoretical way. Too much Judaism is theoretical by us. It's a nice vart in Alekach Valibuv that I can share with someone else. But it's something you have to take with you in a real way. Take it to the dungeons of our lives, wherever that may be. Halavai, we shouldn't be there. But we all have days where we're in a dungeon. Kivasimcha teitzeu. I'm filled with joy. What's the joy? I'm living in a dungeon right now. I'm in a really bad situation. Something really not good is going on in my life. And I'm feeling thoroughly overwhelmed by it. What am I? I'm going to get out with simcha. How? What's the simcha? The simcha is gam ki elach b'geitz ha'maves, lo ira ra ki ati imati. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me in that place of Hester and Cheshkos and darkness. V'davar zen is chadish b'eisi siyas mitzrayim. And where in fact did we learn this lesson from? Where was the moment that we got this lesson? Rav Shai Shechter said last night a beautiful vart from the Rav Shitzer. It's brought in Zera Kodesh. He said it over. The Derech Chaim used to say it b'shem the Rav Shitzer, which is also true. But the vart is actually found in the writings of the Rav Shitzer. What's the vart? Tchila al mikray Kodesh, zeicha li yitzias Mitzrayim. I remember the first time I heard this idea from Rav Chaim Waxman. It's still ringing in my head the way he said it. Tchila al mikray Kodesh, zeicha li yitzias Mitzrayim. What did he say? What does Rav Shitzer say? He said, "Tchil mekray kodesh." The first step to being a holy Jew, to being in a good place, is zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Remember what happened in Mitzrayim. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. Right, I can still hear exactly Rafael Waxman's lashon. He said, "And how did they look a minute before? Right, what did they look like a second before? They're on the 49th level of Tumah. And what did they look like a second afterwards? They were the Amma Nifchar. In a second, the whole thing." Tchila mekray kodesh. A Jew feels like, oh, it's not. To dig myself out of this dungeon is going to be a lot of work. Not true. Zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Look how quickly everything changed. Look how quickly they went from the 49th level of Tumah to standing at our Sinai. Look how quickly they went from the 49th level of Tumah to being free. Something that was impossible a moment before. Now all of a sudden, the Jews were freed, and everything changed in a second. Mamash, a complete vin hafachu, in a second, a spiritual vin hafachu. V'davarzen is chadish b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Says Rav Shor, five lines from the end. This was the great chiddush of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shezdachu b'yitz ha'geula, leida u'lahavin, that they should know full well, shekol zman shelagolis haya Hashem Yisbarach b'yachad in b'nei Yisrael. The laugh that comes at the end, right, the vatischach liyom achron, right, the chuckling that a Jew feels when he finally is redeemed and he finally can relax a little and look back, like we said earlier, Pesach Matzamar, he can look back at the tomorrow of his life and he's able to laugh at it. Why is he able to laugh at it? How was Rabbi Akiva able to laugh when everyone else was crying? If he brought it in the Makos and so many other times, the answer is because Rabbi Akiva knew all along Hashem was right there. We were never abandoned. When Hashem Hester upon him. There's a great fart I shared a couple summers ago, I just remembered it now, from Rav Shimshon Meastropoli. And then he told say Shimshon. Rav Shimshon Meastropoli was a big tzaddik. He was killed in Gezeros Taf to Taf. He was killed in the massacres. He died al Kiddush Hashem with his entire base of Medrash, base Knesset. He was there, he was wrapped in his talis, and everyone was davening, and the Rishon came and they murdered everyone on the spot. Mamash, a big, big tzaddik of a kubbal. So he has a fart in one of his svarim. He says, and the Pasuk says, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to engrave us upon his palm, upon the palm of his hand. Yeah? And then you have another pasuk in Tanakh that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to place his hands behind his back. And then you have another pasuk in Tanakh that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn himself away from us. So Shimshon Meastropoli puts it all together. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraves his love of Klal Yisrael on the palm of his hand. And then he hides the palm of his hand behind his back. It sounds really bad. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does more, that he turns away from us. But what happens when Hashem turns his head away? He's turning his head back towards the palm where Klal Yisrael is written. So sometimes when it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning away from us, he's really turning back to us. And that's what it means, Ki Atzo Yimadi. You thought Hashem was hiding himself further and further. I know Ki Hastir Astir was a double Hastara. No. The additional turning away was actually turning back. Was actually reuniting us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, the Galechter, the grand laugh of a Tislach Leon Achron is nothing less than exactly what Rav Shor is describing here. That idea that in Mitzrayim, when we thought we were so abandoned for so long, Hashem wasn't listening. Hashem was listening the whole time. And Hashem was paying attention the whole time. And He was with us every step of the Golus. Shekol zman shel Golus hay Hashem Yisbarach b'yachan b'nei Yisrael. V'shama tfilasam v'nakas b'nei Yisrael. V'zeh al liman ben yitzias Mitzrayim v'parshas HaChodesh. And that's why HaChodesh is exactly gematria Yeyosh. Because again, the zeh l'gum hazeh. The ability to fight against the Yeyosh is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Yes, it's going to be ups and downs like the moon. But Hashem is there every step of the way. V'zeh tzarech ligro mischachos mechadash b'rosh chodesh. I didn't photocopy for the last few lines. I had Rachmanis on one more piece of paper. So you'll just listen to the last couple of lines. Liskasher Hashem Yisbarach Hi Ati Madi. He ends with one final idea. Ksiv, Tischadish Kaneshen Nuraichi. That there'll be a renewal, like the Nesher, like the eagle, right? Nuraichi. Your youthfulness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lechtech Achrei Bamidbar. You're willing to follow me, right? I zacharti lach chesed nu'urayich. I remember the chesed of your youth, of the birth of the nation. Tischadish Kaneshar Nu'urayichi. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel. Inyan is Chadish Kaneshar. Concludes Rav Shor. What's the inyan of the renewal like the eagle? What's the renewal of the eagle? Shu Poreach Lamal Mikol Ofos. The eagle flies, of course, higher than all other birds. It soars the highest. Kain Odom Tzorach Lios Kal Kaneshar. Person needs to see himself like an eagle. Leilich Lamala Minagashmis. To be able to soar, to fly, to be a bit bigger than everything. Like the Chiddush Yerim explained, what does it mean in the Sefer HaSchus of the Chiddush Yerim? What does it mean when it tells us Birkei Avos, be kal kanesha? Yeah, to be able to soar like a nesha. Hainu be'eis shehu holech begeitz almavas shulcheshkos shel olam hazeh. When a Jew finds himself again, he finds himself in a very low place. So he's not soaring like an eagle. He's not as high as can be. He's as low as can be. So how does a person, listen to this, it's beautiful. How does a person maintain this midah of Kal Kanesher, yeah, to soar high like the eagle that soars so high, Tischadish Kanesher Nuraichi, the Apostle can tell him, to renew himself like an eagle. He's in such a low place. He's not at all like an eagle. So says the Chiddush Yerim, Rashi in Devarim, when it describes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us like an eagle protects its young. Yeah? Like the mother bird hovering over the baby birds. Lios nogeya ve'ena nogeya. Right? When the mother bird hovers over the babies in the nest. Yeah? It's nogeya ve'ena nogeya. It's touching without touching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the beginning of the Torah, it was tov v'do v'choshech al pnei sahom ruach elokim merachefes. What's merachefes? Rashi says nogeya ve'ena nogeya. Merachefes means to hover, to be just above something. It looks like you're touching, but you're not actually making contact. That's how you act like an eagle when you're in the depths of hell. What does it mean? Don't allow yourself to become so attached to whatever struggle you're going through. Don't allow yourself to get stuck there. Just hover on top of it. Yeah, you're there. In a chanami. You're in Gates HaMavis. But don't allow yourself. Be like an eagle in the sense that what? That you're still a little bit above it. You're not going to allow yourself to just give up on yourself and allow yourself to just wallow in the mud. Shalom lishtakeya beheavenly olam. To be nogeya? Yes, I'm nogeya. I am there. I'm in a low place. But ain't no nogeya. I'm not going to allow myself to really see myself as being stuck there. To attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that we do. And in this way, we'll internalize the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never to fall to Yeish. Again, like the Kotzke Rebbe said, if it's Yeish, it's Shalom Midas. It doesn't make sense for a Jew to be in a state of Yeish. Where like the moon that comes and goes, it's like a circle, the Rugos Avosim says, at the bottom is just the beginning of the Aliyah. And the Mirza Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pick us up from this final gullus and bring us back from here. Amen.